The inspired writer said in Psalm 119, verse 104 and 105, "Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." While the following scripture study cannot be exhaustive, it is designed to provide insights toward a better understanding of God's word, awareness of ways that are false, and encouragement to study more so that you may live rightly in this world and live forever in heaven.
In Acts 17, those men who had turned the world upside down for Christ, the apostles, come now to Thessalonica. Did you know today one of the most beautiful cities in the world is Salonika, ancient Thessalonica in Greece? It truly is a beautiful tree-lined city. Most people think it's the most beautiful city in that part of the world. But the gospel came to Thessalonica in Acts 17, but persecution came to Paul too, and he had to leave there rather speedily and go to Berea, because the Jews were going to put him to death. And when he got to Berea, they were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether these things be so. Then he went to Athens, the cultured intelligentsia center of the day, and he saw their idolatry and all their inscriptions to their gods, and his spirit stirred within him, Acts 17:16. And there's something wrong with us when our spirit doesn't stir within us at the immorality and idolatry and licentiousness of the world today. He preached his marvelous sermon on Mars Hill. Years ago, as our family was landing in Athens around midnight on our way to Africa to preach, my little boy then was about 8 years old. I had my New Testament in my jacket pocket, and I pulled it out and said, "Mark, did you know that 1900 years ago the great Apostle Paul preached this sermon in this city?" I never shall forget how his eyes lit up as I read Acts 17, beginning with verse 22. The marvelous speech concerning the God with whom we have to do, and whom we live and move and have our being, who is not very far from any one of us, and how that all men everywhere must repent, because God hath appointed a day in which he'll judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained. He hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. You know the saddest thing, though? 1900 years ago when Paul preached that, many mocked, laughed at him, thought it was funny, they ridiculed him. Just a very, very few believed. In Acts 18, he comes to the wicked city of Corinth. 500,000 people, most of them given over to the worship of the goddess Aphrodite. She had 1,000 female priests who, in the name of their goddess, committed adultery, prostitution. It was one of the vilest places on earth in the first century. But Paul went there by himself and preached Christ and him crucified. And Acts 18:8 says, "Many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed, and were baptized." And if you've ever read the letters of 1 and 2 Corinthians, you'd know what a chore it was to firmly and fully establish the gospel in Corinth. And then in Acts 19, to the city of Ephesus, which had one of the seven wonders of the ancient world in it, the beautiful marble temple erected to the goddess Diana, and Demetrius, the silversmith who made the idols to her deification, saw his business crumbling as Paul preached. And he wanted to kill Paul. Had it not been for the providence of God, Paul would have lost his life in the arena in Ephesus a long time ago. But he lived to even write a marvelous letter to the Ephesians, a deep letter, a treatise that speaks of God's eternal purpose, Christ and the church. In Acts 20, he has the marvelous speech to the elders from Ephesus that tells of the authority and oversight and responsibility and guardianship of elders in the church of the Lord, the necessity of preaching the gospel publicly and privately and warning men night and day with tears to hold back nothing profitable, to preach the whole counsel of God. And he commends them to the word of God, which will save them eternally. He mentions the church purchased with the blood of Christ, which the elders oversee and guard against the wolves who would threaten the flock, and see that the pure word of God is preached to them. In Acts 20:35, he said, "Remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive."
The message which you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.